I'm a little bit embarrassed to bring up Satchel's childhood home because, in some ways at least, it perhaps characterizes almost a stereotype too common of African American families, with a largely absentee father and an amazingly persistent and resourceful mother. Can you flesh out that picture?
Yes, the picture is unfortunately too close to a stereotype, but it also happens to be the truth of what happened with Satchel. His dad was a very good guy, but he just wasn't around much. And he describes himself as a landscaper. I described him in my book, more accurately, I think, as an occasionally employed gardener who too often was out of work and too often depended on Satchel's mother, who took in laundry from wealthy whites to pay for Satchel and his teeming family of brothers and sisters to make it. The fact is, it was very difficult to make it, and the fact is, Satchel went in through no fault of his own at the very young age of 12 when he was sentenced by a truant officer and by a court to the Alabama Reform School for Juvenile Negro Lawbreakers, whose very name suggested the system of segregation that was operating then in the state of Alabama. The bad news was that at a young age, because his parents couldn't handle him, he ended up in reform school. The good news was that the reform school was under the direction of a famous black scholar and philosopher named Booker T. Washington, who believed that the key to black advancement was taking young kids like Satchel Paige and teaching them what they could do better than anybody else, teaching them that the way to get ahead was not to try to overthrow Jim Crow, because it would take another half century, it turned out, to do that. It was to make it within the unfair world that he found himself and to figure out a way to excel. And what Satchel did was, over the next 5 years, he excelled by learning how to throw a baseball better than anybody else. And he said, "I gave up 5 years of my freedom to learn how to pitch, and it was a trade worth making." And he proved that for the rest of his life.